Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Simaya. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Simaya. This is Grace, and I'm calling from Green Dot Bank, the Spirit Department. And by the way, please be advised that this call may be recorded for quality purposes. So yeah, I'm calling here because we have a cardholder that's disputing a charge with your company, and we need your assistance to validate if the charge was valid. I could also provide you the information of the cardholder as well as the transaction details to locate the account.
Okay, willing to definitely assist. May I locate the information with the zip code and name?
Sure. So the zip code, it's 06106.
06106.
Yeah. And also the cardholder's name, it's Richard Brown. So it's R-I-C-H-A-R-D, and the last name, it's B-R-O-W-N.
You said zip code 06106, Richard Brown. It's not pulling up his name on the account. Would the account be under a different name?
I don't know. Could I provide you instead the email address?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead with it.
Okay, sure. So the email address, that would be lanebrown7654.
May you spell it out from the beginning, ma'am?
Yeah, sure. So that would be L for Lima, A for Alpha, N for Nancy, E for Echo, Y for Yankee, B for Bravo, R for Romeo, O for Oscar, W like Whiskey, N like Nancy, numbers 7654321 47@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm gonna read it back to you to make sure I have it correctly. Okay, so L A N E Y B R O W N 7654321 47@gmail.com.
Yes, all correct.
Okay, what's the address?
It's 106 New Britain Avenue, Hartsford, Connecticut, 06106.
We have a different address on the account. It's a P.O. box.
Okay. Are you allowed to provide me that address?
No, ma'am, but let me place you on a brief hold while I seek more assistance with this, okay?
Okay, sure.
One moment,
thank you.
Okay?
Sure.
Okay, yes, Ms. I can go ahead and continue with the call with the email. It was under a different P.O. box, so we can't tell you, but it was under his email and name. But what's the last 4 digits of the card number he's being billed on?
Okay, your last 4 digits, it's 6388.
6388, yes, ma'am. So I located the account. This is with the Byte Hub. Looks like the account was already canceled, but what was the issue of your calling us that, ma'am?
Yeah, actually, a cardholder is claiming that this is an authorized charge from her account, or his account, rather. So I just need to verify if it is a fraudulent activity or is it like cardholders made the transaction. So can you please confirm to me again the email address you have there on the account? Again, what I have here, it's lanebrown7654321 47@gmail.com. Is it match?
All right.
Okay, and also, again, the account holder's name or the cardholder's name on your system, and also what I have here, it's Richard Brown, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and again, you have, like, PO box for the address, right? Could I provide you, like, home address? Just please tell me if it is matched in your system or no.
No, ma'am, because they didn't place a home address on the file, but the last 4 digits of the card number matches. But yes, ma'am, originally, looking over that, give me 1 second, my system just exited out. Bear with me 1 moment, ma'am. Okay, so
Please.
looking on the account, this is for a contest entry to win. Looks like he was trying to win an iPad. This was back on the 4th of January. But along with the contest entry, let me know if I'm going too fast. It's for a fitness trainer app. You have to download and use the app in order to win the device. But is he...
Can you please tell me again what is the... Yes, ma'am. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
Can you please provide me again what is the price for this contest? Again, it's a smartwatch, right?
No, ma'am. iPad.
Right now, iPad. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, I'm sorry. What was the next? What was the next question you had, ma'am?
Again, just to confirm everything, this is for a contest, and this is for like an app for fitness, and the cardholder, the price for this contest is for an iPad, and cardholder registered or signed up for this contest, right? And why is that cardholder charged for this amount? For the $49.89. Do you have this on your system as well?
Yes, ma'am, because in order to win the device, you have to remain in the contest. The sweepstakes entry is for the fitness trainer app. You have to download the app on your phone and use it in order to remain in the sweepstakes, which is a contest.
Definitely.
But is he, if he is disputing the, I'm sorry, my question to you is he disputing the transaction to you?
Yeah, exactly. The $49.89. That's why I need to verify if it is a fraudulent activity or if it is like made by the cardholder. So since the matching information you have there on your system as well as on mine, that match the email address and name, so that that's the indication that cardholder made the transaction, correct?
That is correct, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, do you have like cancellation policy for the cardholder not to charge for this amount? Like, do you have like a 10-day trial or like 14-day trial? Do you have this like policy?
No, ma'am. That was a policy, ma'am. You have to remain in the contest, but if you don't call and cancel, it automatically renewal, meaning that it recurs every month, ma'am. But we can go ahead and cancel and reverse back the transaction to him. He should receive it within 3 to 5 business days, along with an email notification of the cancellation and the refund.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, please go ahead and cancel this transaction, okay? I mean the subscription. So I think we're all set now since I verified all the information with you. By the way, before I go, can I have again your name just for documentation purposes only?
Yes, ma'am. Maya.
Can you help me spell out your name, please?
M-Y-A.
Maya. So yeah, I think we're all set now, Maya. Thank you so much for your help. Appreciate it and have a great day. Thank you. Bye for now.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.